Welcome back to Cricket 8. I'm Jared Kimber. We're going to do a podcast here on the two games that we saw today. Largely forgettable, but this podcast won't be. This podcast is going to be full of absolute nuggets. We'll be talking about Shabazz and all the other players as well. I'm going to let Munners, which game do you want to talk about first?
I'd like to talk first about the first game and Will Jacks.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Let's start with Will Jacks. It was interesting because for a long time there, Munners, he was playing the spin like it had just been invented.
Yeah.
And then he went nuts.
But the great thing about that innings was that he was consistently playing the same shot to absolutely everything, missing it and missing it. And then it just clicked and it happened for him, which goes to show, you know, if at first you miss the slog sweep, keep playing the slog sweep until you've hit, what was it, 60 off?
10 brutal sixes. He went from 50 to 100 in 10 balls, if you don't mind playing against Rashid Khan.
And he, I mean, you talk about him struggling from hitting the spinners early, but he wasn't really looking like he was that Will Jacks.
He was
that,
17 off 17, Jared.
Yeah, he has booked in the opening spot for Rajasthan. What team's he play for? RCB next year. And he might have booked in a opening spot for England.
I hope so, as an Englishman. We all love Will Jacks.
You're from Gibraltar.
17 off 17, and he got a 41 ball 100. Like, we've seen some hitting in this IPL, but to mow Rashid Khan into the ground at the end there, that was special. Kohli was laughing his head off because Kohli didn't have to do anything to chase it. The best chaser ever, who was chasing over 200, just basically leant on his bat and watched Jacks go berserko. And that was a brilliant watch. He was brilliant. Well done, RCB. You still can't qualify.
Just on Sai Sudarshan, I want to talk about Gujarat a little bit as well. We know he's really consistent. Do you? You and I are more obsessed with him than anyone else. I've done a 20-minute video on Sai Sudarshan, which 12 people from Gujarat have watched. do you think he's unlocked another level?
I think it's possible. He's done it twice in a row now, where he hasn't done his thing and got out for exactly 35. Which I used to love it when he did that because it's really profitable, but. He's third in the race for the orange cap, and he's scoring at a much slower strike rate than anyone else in the top 20 for the race for the orange cap. But today and last innings, and he's got 150 runs in those two, not out today. He proved that he does have the gears. And there was a bit earlier, Munners, where he hit two beautiful fours directly between the same two fielders in a row. And it was like, he's a surgeon. If he has got gears, he could be anything, said Harson. He's always looked limited. He's only 22 years of age, said Harson.
He could be anything.
Like, you watch anything. He's been around for quite a while. He must be 28.
We've seen him face a lot of balls.
Yeah, we've seen him play loads of cricket. He always gets 10. We know that. So we always see him get at least double figures. But as a 22-year-old, if he can find these gears, what I think he needs to find is third and fourth. And then the fifth comes naturally So what he's been doing so far is going, I can nudge it around. I'm brilliant at scoring 25. And then he goes, now I'm going to show you how brilliant I am and try and score 100, like do what Will Jacks just did.
Yeah.
And he can't do that yet because he's 22. But if he develops the third gear and then the fourth, watch Butler. He goes first, second, third, fourth, fifth. And if he gets to fifth, get out of the way. Like, put your hard hat on in the crowd because he's going. If he can get to there, he's 22. And I thought he was 28. Like, do you know what I mean? Because I've watched him bat for years. He's got a high ceiling, that bloke.
Gujarat, the biggest issue is that they really don't have the ability to score at the level of some of these other teams. Fine. We understand that. But now you watch Rashid Khan and Noor Ahmed today and Mohit Sharma, and you start to think to yourself, they're 4 and 6. What needs to go right from here, Munners, for them to get a final spot? You almost count it out just because I don't know if they're not going to score quick enough and their defensive bowlers aren't very good. It's just not a good combo.
Yeah, we also didn't feel like when they were bowling, they were particularly aggressive with any of their plan as well. Like, it would have been great to see them actually trying to take wickets rather than just sitting back and waiting for Will Jacks to hit another gear, which he inevitably did. And all while that was going on, Kohli was just being Kohli in the background. And I think that leg stump ish line from Noor felt so negative in the context of that game because they had to take wickets, otherwise they were going to get completely washed away, and they were.
Just to finish on Rajasthan, RCB. I remember there's a lot of cricket teams. I say that every time I get a player's name wrong. There's like a lot of professional cricketers when you do the surveys. RCB, they've now won 3 games. They're not going to make the finals, right? I think them, Delhi and Mumbai, are incredibly dangerous teams because I think they all have batting that can really upset some of the teams who are going to make the finals. So we have three quite tasty spoiler teams at the bottom. Maybe you would say Punjab is the only team that will win some games, but then a spoiler team. It makes it really tough for all these other sides, right? We've watched this today. We could see how Rajasthan, RCB, whatever they're called, are going to win more games, right?
Yeah. And the pressure is completely off them as well. And I know you're thinking, well, this is a next year project now, right? How are they going to shape that tough order? And I mean, they found an answer today straight away. And is this the way out for Faf? I know you were saying that.
Yeah, I think you can't start next season with Faf and Kohli again, surely. And I honestly think before today, that's what RCB's plan was. They're like, come on, let's do another year. And in 10 years' time, we'll still be watching Faf and Kohli opening for RCB. They'll still finish in the bottom half. And until Kohli goes, they will keep building their team in the same way. But today was just a flashing red light to the RCB think tanks. Like, Will Jacks is your future. Get him opening the batting. If you have to move Faf to three for now and appease him and let him play because he's the captain, fine. But that guy should be opening. Yeah. He's really good. But he could have got out for 15 or 17 today, and we said that was disappointing from Will Jacks. He's had his chances. Do you know what I mean? And cricket is a fickle beast, and it shone on the fickle beast shone on Will Jacks today.
So the fickle beast in this scenario has a big torch.
Yeah.
Okay, and no, that makes perfect sense.
You know that, right?
For a minute, I wasn't sure what you meant, but then I thought about all those fickle beasts I've seen over the years. Let's move on to the other game. How big a thing is Guy Quad's thumb at this stage? I mean, it looked massive. It looked about three really times bigger than a normal thumb. So he gets injured, I think, when he was batting, do we think?
He did. He called for the physio when he was batting. Then he was pretending to captain when MS Dhoni was definitely doing all the captaining in the second innings. And for some reason, that meant he definitely felt like normally, for example, Sudhasan, when you've batted all day in the blazing heat, you go and have a lie down. And Gaikwad should have gone and had a lie down because he had a poor thumb today. And he is absolutely crucial because they don't have Conway to their chances of doing anything in this tournament. Gaikwad is, they build everything. He's the rock on which they build the rest of the side, right? And for huge thumbs down, literally, for Chennai today, is that Gaikwad carried on fielding and got hit in the hand again, and it was shaking like mad. When I broke my thumb, it shook like mad. That doesn't look good for him. And Patharana, who is the rock on which they build the bowling, he also walked off and didn't bowl his last two overs. I don't know what's wrong with him, but he didn't bowl his last two overs.
And Mustafiz is going home.
And Mustafiz is definitely going home. So
if Gaikwad has a broken thumb, Mustafiz goes home and Patharana misses two games, they are currently at 5-4. I don't know what their schedules are coming up.
But they've got Punjab next too.
So they should still be 7-4, but at worst case scenario, if they get to that and they're 6-5, hopefully then if Patharana comes back, things can change. But you look at the way they played today, Gaikwad batted really well. Mitchell made an innings. Dubey eventually came goodish, but they didn't kick on at the end. They actually are not really set up for how the IPL is currently played. They still might be the second best team in overall talent. Mm. If they can't kick on and they lose Mustafiz and Patharana, they're going to be susceptible to the same thing that all other teams are susceptible to, which is you can't defend 260.
Yeah, but also, I mean, I think you made a point earlier, which is at the back end of IPLs, you do tend to find that runs drop off a little bit. So that might play into their favour.
And then Moeen can bowl more and they got Santner and that sort of stuff.
So
right?
It gives them a chance there, but it did feel, and I don't know, it's just whether with the physios running on and all that sort, that Dhoni hurt his finger, was shaking his hand at one point. It did feel like the wheels had come off despite what was a very good performance, really.
Yeah.
Which is quite impressive, to be honest, to make it look like it's a shambles when you've comfortably won a game of cricket.
Yeah, the guys, it was a little bit like when the game goes on a little bit long and the club cricketers start going, I can probably head to the car now, guys. We can win this with nine. Rob,
hello.
Sunrisers. So my big thing is that if they had been batting the way they had been, but four guys were in form, I would have said they can roll this all the way through to the end of the year. Well, when they were batting that way and six or seven guys were in form, my worry was that there was going to be something else that was happening here. Have we seen the end of the glory days of Sunrisers?
I hope not, because it's really fun to watch them. But today it felt a bit like a busted flush, didn't it? It was like, we've got a plan. The plan is if all of us try and smoke it everywhere, four of them will come up and then we win, right? Yeah. And they've done that a lot, this IPL, and it's been really fun to watch. But it broke down the other day, and today they actually played quite badly today. Yeah. Like none of them did anything. Head got one away and got out. Abhishek got one away and got out. And Molpreet was a very good impact sub who got first baller, but Deshpande bowled a brilliant ball. Markram got one of the balls of the tournament today. Can't downgrade. He actually looked quite good, but he only got 32 off 26, and he looked quite good chasing 200.
Yeah.
So the wheels have fallen off a bit. And the other thing is, Sunrisers have scored millions of runs in this competition. They've scored the 270. They've, of course, scored the 250. You would assume that when in two games where they've hit more than 20 sixes, that their net run rate would be through the roof and they'd be clear of the pack. Because of today and games like today, their run rate is positive 0.075.
Yeah, they're basically a par thing.
Yeah, and how is that possible when you're hitting 26s in half a game?
It could be their bowling.
It's impossible. And we've shown today that it's their bowling. And when the batting fails, because they've got one mode and it's fifth gear, as soon as the pitchers start doing something, they're knackered. Mm. They don't know what to do. And Markram came out today. It was like, well, I'm joining in the party.
Yeah, so I'm a proper batter. First, the rest of you are sluggers.
First ball four, second ball four.
Yeah.
So they look like they do have an ADCAT, and any team with an ADCAT in can do stuff. They look like they've run their race in this IPL.
Oh, yeah. So they cannot win the title. Rob Barron has said it. It's a lock.
They are another team, along with KKR, that can't win the IPL.
I love them
as well.
Just to be sure, here you have like what happens in like American sports podcasts is they rule out a team a week.
Okay. Right.
And you've decided to rule out the team that is currently second and fourth. And you haven't ruled out, and RCB maybe, you haven't ruled out Mumbai or Punjab or anyone else. It's such a Rob Barron road move.
I'm quite happy.
The ficklest of the fickle beasts.
Well, my torch is turned off for Sunrisers because if they had a net run rate now of anywhere near the top three, you'd think, okay, they can get in that shake-up and a net run rate might see them through if it's tied. How have they managed to get a net run rate that's basically flat? It's not possible batting.
I'm going to throw this to Munnis because I think this is interesting. I think their batting is 20% better at its peak than anyone else can do it.
Yeah.
But I think their bowling is probably 20% worse than anyone else. So I got so much flack from Sunrisers fans because I did my power list and I kept putting them low and kept putting them. And Sunrisers fans are like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, well, here's the problem. If you're good on one side of the ball, eventually, that's going to regress a little bit just because you can't keep, you know, Abhishek's not going to keep averaging 83 in the power play at a strike rate of 1 million, right? Yes. Those numbers may not be correct. But
no, they're exactly right.
But now I look at them and I think, do you know what they are? They are a team that could score 280. They're a team that can probably allow 270, right? So that they're a 50-50 team with some pretty sexy wins. They are not, when you look at it at the moment, a team that is going to go on a huge run again. Now, things can change. Those guys can get back in form. They've had their two bad games and maybe everything. But do you see what I mean by saying they're more of a 50-50 team?
Absolutely. But I, in opposition to that, they kind of feel like the party boys of the IPL, right?
We all want them to succeed.
So if we're just riding that train and we're getting on board with them and we're saying, well, these guys can hit 280, then absolutely they've got a chance in this competition. They've got a chance against anyone.
Yeah.
And I know this will probably upset a lot of bowlers, but it is essentially 20 overs of throwdowns, T20 cricket, right? You go and have a whack and we'll have a whack, right? And it has been the case in the IPL this year as well. There's been a lot of flat decks. So why not? Why not the party boys of cricket go on another run? They even get their two bad games, get them out of the way, done.
Here's my issue. They're 5-4.
Mm.
Their next three games are versus Rajasthan, right? They then have a game against Mumbai. So they might be 6-5 at that. And then their following game after that is against Lucknow. So they are in a position at that stage in the competition where they could be 50-50. And I'm not sure their batting is going to be confident enough to come back from that. The game after that is Gujarat. So I like their matchup against Gujarat, actually. So they might be slightly above par. But you look at them and it doesn't feel to me a sustainable model to win a tournament.
Oh, I agree. But
I'm not going to do a Rob and say they can't win it. Because if they come fourth and they make 273 games in a row, then they could win it.
Yes. It's a huge if.
I mean, to be honest, coming into this season, if I told you a team was capable of three scores of 250 plus, you'd have said that's a huge if.
I'd have said that's nonsense. And then if you'd have said after they've done that and played nine matches, and they've conceded three runs less than they've scored in this IPL, which is exactly what's... How is that a thing? How have they scored 250 loads of times and not got ahead net run rate? I don't understand how it's possible. So that's why I don't think they can win it, because they're not... They are a team that when the batting clicks, it's awesome, and I don't want them to stop doing what they're doing because it's really fun. I want Markram to go away and let Glenn Phillips have a go and add another whacker in there. Interested? Okay. The buzzer's gone a bit rogue. They're not going to win it, Jared. Sunrisers aren't going to win the IPL. Calcutta aren't going to win the IPL. And Mumbai aren't going to win the IPL.
Okay, give me... So, as we sit here, you would say Rajasthan.
Yeah.
Favourite. Yep.
Just keep their players
fit.
Who's second
favourite? Everyone can come up with the favourite big fickle beast. What have you got for me? I think of you more as a tickle beast.
If... We can do that after the show. If... Those two very important men are fit for Chennai. And if their pitch deteriorates a bit, and let's not forget that the final and the second qualifier are at Chennai.
Yep.
If Chennai can start turning this into a fortress again, Chennai are second favourites. Them winning today was massive because they had a massive net run rate boost as well. So not only have they got themselves to 10 points along with four other teams, they're now plus 0.8 net run rate. That's really good. I still can't work out the maths of why Sunrisers is flat. I just don't know how you could score 250 all the time and be flat. So Chennai...
Who would have thought a team with Unadkat as one of their main bowlers and Mark Candy would struggle?
See, that we go back to recruitment again, and we can't talk about recruitment too long here because we'll be here all night. But to answer your question, Chennai are the second favourites for me. I'll have a look what the market is while you ask me.
I was about to say... Do you agree with those as the two favourites?
Yeah, I definitely. But I just really, I've fallen in love a bit with Sunrisers.
So you want them to?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
If we take Sunrisers out, and where do you put Lucknow in all of this? I think they're a really interesting team because I'm not sure they're particularly good, but I think there might only be two good teams in this competition.
I agree with that entirely. I think Lucknow...
I know you do. You've ruled out everyone else
winning. Lucknow have got lots of good players. But they're not a very good cricket team because they haven't worked it out yet. They don't have a good plan. Bishnoi didn't bowl until the 16th over yesterday. They don't have a number three. And they go, Stoin, can you do it? And he's out first ball. They go, Badoni? Krunal? Nicky P, what can you do today? Where do you want to bat? Like, they don't know. It's like club cricket where it's like whoever's got pads on just bats.
Is that the sort of thing you can figure out at the back end of a competition, get it right, go on a run?
This is why now... are a bit of a spanner in the works. I'm not going to say they can't win it because they can. They've got KL at the top and they've got Nicky P in the middle.
Yeah.
And Stoin has shown what he can do. He has not done it very often.
They just feel thin. Do you know what I mean? Where you're just like, I think they play good cricket and they have a slightly plus record, but they could also end up in absolutely nowhere near the playoffs. Like it could all fall apart. The problem for me is that I hate agreeing with the big tickle beast over here, but Rajasthan and Chennai, I trust, right? Kolkata, I do not trust. Sunrisers, I certainly don't trust. And then you've got Lucknow, Gujarat. I mean, Delhi is 5-5 at the moment. Delhi could still actually make the playoffs. And if Delhi make the playoffs, we should all stop watching cricket.
Yeah, it's Delhi have done it entirely by accident.
Yes, they deserve
they did
nothing.
Everything wrong with their selections, everything wrong with their makeup. They won't let a really good cricket mind in Ricky Ponting make any decisions using that mind. They have a couple of blokes and maybe a lady upstairs that say, this is the team. Here's Anrik Norkia. He's really injured, lads. Well, it's all right. We'll get Jai Richardson instead. He's really injured as well. What shall we do? And it's like, well, we'll get Shai Hope. He's the answer. And then they're like, well, everyone's injured. We thought that was going to happen. Now what do we do? They go, well, Fraggle McGurkins can play and let's fly him over. And he's awesome. He's like the best thing ever. Like if he carries on doing this, I can't believe these words are about
to... Oh my God. He's going to do it.
If he carries on like this, if he has six good games, Delhi can win the IPL.
All right, I'm plugging myself. I don't think Delhi can win it.
And I backed them hard to finish bottom.
I know you did.
I backed them hard to finish bottom. And I now think... So the market says Rajasthan are favourites, and of course they are.
Yeah.
They're 2-1 to win the IPL. Of course, they're a powerhouse. They only injuries derail them because they're quite smart too. Like you can trust them. Two world-class mega gun openers, the best first over bowler in the competition. Chahal is a gun. Loads of good fielders. They like Hetmyer lurking. They've got loads of good stuff. right? Sanju's in gun form as well. Lots of things to like about. The bench strength isn't great. Sandeep is amazing now. Rajasthan are favourites. The market then says KKR are next in, 4-1. Not for me. No thanks. Like, they're crazy. They need 9 drop catches a game to win the IPL. And at the moment, they're getting them every game. That can't continue. Chennai next. Chennai should be shorter than KKR for me. I get it. Lucknow are 10. Okay, they can win. But Delhi, from like 1 million to 1 before all their players got injured and they accidentally picked good players, are 25s now. 4% chance of winning the IPL. I'd rather be on Delhi, I can't believe I'm saying it, at 25 than KKR at 5. Do you know what I mean?
Can I ask you a betting question here? Is it possible to bet Rajasthan and Chennai and then wager it so that you get a net neutral from those two teams and then put a sneaky bet on if Delhi win that you cash in?
Yeah, so what you could do, so basically what we're saying is back Raj, back Chennai, have a bit on Delhi for a laugh and lay the other ones, like pretty much. Lucknow, I want to be quite flat on. I think Lucknow can win any cricket match that because they've got lots of individuals that can do things. They're quite a good cricket team compared to some of the others that are just like, let's have loads of players that can whack it and see how we get on.
Let's just go through some of the bets today, the winners and the losers. So we had RCB Gujarat for a first ball four. We didn't get that one, did we?
I can't even remember that game. No, it was the second ball four. We did not.
Over 6.5 in the first run. Over 6.5 runs in the first over. RCB and Gujarat.
1 out of 2, I think.
That's a half bell. you had Miller for most sixes. That certainly went nowhere. We had Omazai for under 19.5. No, that was a winner. Sorry, what was it?
Didn't bat, so probably Voidy.
Oh, okay. Saha for under 21. That was a winner. You had Sai Sadarshan for over 24.5. We need a bigger bell for him. You had Gill for man of the match. That didn't go anywhere. Rashid Khan got absolutely smashed in that one.
50 runs he went for. 51.
We had then Sunrisers highest first six. Oh, my God. I forgot how easy that was. I think I got that 3 different times. I think I bet that everywhere. And I also got an under as well. That was ridiculous.
That was a really good bet, that.
Under 9.5 Chennai sixes.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Patharana most wickets and top Chennai bowler. And you got done twice on that, didn't you?
Patharana was going to win that.
Was he?
He was going to have 12 of 18 balls against that tail when they needed 85.
Yeah,
he was going to get that.
I think the things we got wrong during the game is we were all pretty, I think Munners might have even gone in on Sunrises himself.
Yeah.
So we were all on Sunrises in that chase. You know, but there was a few other things.
Loads of second innings unders we told you to back.
Oh, yeah, the second innings unders were very good. So, you know, it wasn't like the Saturday, Super Saturday here. We went absolutely ballistic. This was a good win, though. We also told you that the train was coming on RCB before it did. We didn't. I don't think we quite understood it was going to be that big a train, but it was a very big train. If you're following us on YouTube, we put content out all the time. But we've also got a Facebook page, and also cricket8.com is the place to come for everything that we make. So there's many different ways to follow cricket8.com. We have podcasts. Nikesh and Mega will be up for a podcast. This is obviously going to be a podcast if you started some of this and you just come for the live watch along. So you can always go back there. There is heaps of articles being written all the time as well. So head over to cricket8.com. It is your home for intelligent cricket. And that is it from me, Rob, and Munners from Dealt With Cricket. Big thank you to both of them for being here for probably one of the more dour days of Cricket 8. But in some ways, even when you don't have good cricket, you still have Shabazz.